that happened in the game. First of all, after playing last night and get back in here at 3:30 in the morning, you know, I thought that the second unit found a lot of energy, found a way to come back and, you know, battle back from 15 and had the game tied and then even, you know, get 3 points up. And, you know, we made the foul that you should make and just didn't knock down the second free throw. But you got to find a way to not give up a corner three. You can't give up a corner three. And we didn't switch out on it. We didn't quite get out on it. And, you know, you got to give him credit. He knocked down the shot. But, you know, I just thought the effort that the second unit played with, I thought Goran really stepped up. I thought Hedo played great. Thought Josh Childress gave us good minutes. You know, Hakeem had some moments there, and we were able to fight back and had every opportunity to win the game. Just didn't quite get over the hump. But, you know, after last night and getting here, I was happy with our effort and happy with the way we played. We just didn't have anything tangible to show for it. Yeah, I think that's what we have to be. I mean, I think that's what we have to do. You know, Zach is just a real, real tough matchup. And not just for us. You know, check his line the next night and the next night and see what he gets. You know, he's just one of those guys that's, you know, he's really good at angles. He's got such soft hands. And, you know, he's got such a strong base down there that it's really tough to defend him there. But I thought we did a good job on all the other guys, really, you know. I mean, Rudy played well and made a big shot. But, you know, I thought all the other guys, we did a good job and kind of took them out of the game. And you know, as I said, you know, we fought back and had every opportunity to win the game. Hedo made a big shot. And you know, we fouled like I thought we were supposed to and got a rebound on the missed shot. And if, you know, we knocked down the free throw, then it would have been a different story. But as I said, you got to get him credit. I mean, Rudy made a great shot out of the corner. And then, you know, we just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Is that the best stretch defensively you guys have played this year with the two shot clock violations, a ton of stops, a couple big block shots on Gay and Arthur? Is that the best?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, just the aggressiveness and the, you know, physicality of the game, I thought we didn't let bother us during that stretch. And we just found a way to come up with stops. And then I thought we did a good job of driving the ball to the basket. You know, Goran did a good job of driving the ball to the basket. And I don't know how many, but I would say that most of our points were, you know, either Hedo jump shots or they were in the paint points. You know, you want to have Steve in. You know, I mean, I thought having Steve in and keeping Goran in and then sticking a couple of guys in because, you know, obviously Hedo, you know, we sub for him when he got hit. But, you know, we just felt like, you know, those guys would be good out there. And we were for the most part. And then we just, you know, you got to score and you got to come up with stops. And then we just didn't quite get over the hump. Well, I think having him in there, you know, taking Steve out early and having him in there with the start has helped some too. You know, he's a little more comfortable. And as I said, I think he's pretty good with Channing on the floor. I think he and Channing, you know, helped the spacing and, you know, going driving the ball to the basket. And, you know, I thought he did a good job. I thought we did a good job defensively. But like I said, we have nothing to show for it. Well, I they fought all the way back, and they'd gotten the game. I considered taking them out when I think it was a 3-point game, but then I thought about it, and you know they had played so well that I think they deserve a chance to try to close out the game. I thought they did a good job. They did everything that they needed to win the game. You know, as I said, you know Hedo makes a big shot, and you feel pretty good about it, but. You know, there's always, you know, the 3-point threat.
Can you remember a game where you had to make that many coaching changes and substitutions?
No, not at all. I mean, we played wacky lineups and guys in different situations, but, You know, the one thing that I say this all the time, you know, someone says that, you know, it's really tough, and it is tough trying to play 10 guys, but one of the advantages of having 10 guys that are pretty good players is that you can kind of try to manufacture a lineup that's going to try to help you get back in the game. And so you can try a guy and take him back out and try another guy, or, you know, put Gorin as a two or something like that. I mean, I just think we got to keep searching and searching and see if we found. And then I thought we found a good little combination of guys out there with Hedo and Akeem and Gorin and Josh. And, you know, I thought that those guys did a really good job. Well, I thought he was much more aggressive, yeah. And I think that's the way we got to keep him playing. You know, he gets the big guy switched on him. I think he's got to be a little more selfish about trying to create a shot and instead of just, you know, giving the ball up. And I thought he did that tonight. I thought he did a really good job.
Talk about the rebounding, especially if you're in the circle in the fourth quarter. Seems like he's grabbing rebounds over.
Well, we did. And, you know, we still, you know, the 14 offensive rebounds still hurt. And, you know, I thought these guys are really good at forcing turnovers. I thought we did a good job against them. You know, I mean, we end up with 26 points off their turnovers, and they get 18 off ours. So, you know, we just it was one of those games where, you know, if the ball bounced right and we win, we come in and we're ecstatic because we came back from 15 down. And, you know, you talk about all the positive things. And that's why, I still think that I'm convinced that we're going to be a really good team. You know, we're searching. We're searching right now. We're in every game that we play. It's just not an easy thing. You know, it's not an easy thing. We got guys trying to adjust and to different positions and things. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but it'll all come together. If we keep working like that, like we played tonight, and play with that kind of effort, I'm convinced that we'll be a good team. All right, guys, thanks.